Piratprat 27, February 6, 2010. But today I thought we should discuss the basics of the Pirate Party.
The Pirate Party program.
Yeah. Or maybe we should present each other first. I present you.
Okay.
Tommy Nilsson, and you're into philosophy. That's your kind of reasoning, usually.
One can hope.
Yeah.
And you're Urban Koitner. Yeah. I don't know really how I should present you.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm mushy sometimes.
I don't know that.
Unclear reasoning. Anyway, a Pirate Party program, there are three pillars of it. It's integrity, shared culture, and free knowledge. And integrity, that's about the state and other organizations not monitoring people in a big way.
As it's more about the integrity of your personal information.
Yeah,
it could be other sorts of integrity, like bodily integrity.
Yeah, but that's not so much.
That hasn't been part of the program yet, at least.
Yeah, there are thoughts about how to expand it. And then there's shared culture. That's about copyright mostly.
Yes.
Reducing copyright term to perhaps 5 years, and making sure that the file sharing is legal as long as it's non-commercial.
Yes.
And then there's free knowledge. That's about reforming the patent system so that it doesn't block use of knowledge.
Yes.
That was very sufficient.
Yeah.
Is that good for now?
Yes, I think that's good for now.
Yeah. Then the members, I think there are two groups of members, that are main groups from the beginning. It's computer enthusiasts and bloggers.
Yes. And old people. We got a lot of support from older people.
Yeah.
You remember when we were out handing out leaflets?
Yeah.
There were a lot of old people who were interested in our cause.
Yes. It used to be that the Conservative Party was for integrity.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, in the 70s.
I wasn't really born.
Well, I was born out.
Well, I was born in the 70s, but not aware of their policy on integrity.
Yeah. So, and then we've had two elections so far, right? One for the Swedish national election, that was 2006. Yeah. And then was there maybe 0.6% support for Pirate Party, something like that.
It wasn't very big.
No.
It wasn't a big campaign.
No. But then there was the 2009 election for European Parliament.
Yeah.
And then we got 7.1 or 7.2%.
Yeah.
And got two people into Parliament. But although one of them has not gotten her place yet.
Oh, they changed the rules for the number of parliaments, the number of people in the parliament. So that's why we got the second one.
Yes, but the change has not taken effect yet.
Yes.
Because I think France is the worst among those blocking it.
I think it will take effect. It has been decided.
It's been decided that it will, but it's not decided how. So the parliamentarians don't get paid and they don't get their place.
Okay.
So, yeah, and with the lists, I've heard about, I got the lists for next national election, and there is the name, the age, and the place of residence, or area of residence. Other parties often have what job you have,
but occupation.
Occupation, yeah. But the Pirate Party doesn't have that, and the explanation for that I've heard is that it wouldn't look too good if every other person on the list was a software engineer or
computer consultant
or system operator.
That's not a real title anymore, is it? I think that went away in the 80s or something.
Maybe.
Well, I like that term.
Yeah. And there was a quota system for deciding on the which names should be on the list, because we had a primary election in the party to decide who goes on it, but then there's a national list and a local list, and they get mixed on all the local lists, because all lists are local. And the idea was that there should be at least 30% of each sex on the list, but it's more even than that, I think. So more like 50%, especially in the top. And on the top of the Stockholm list, there's Rick Falkvinge, 38 years old, and he's the founder of the party. And then second on the list is Anna Troberg. Rick, by the way, I think he's a software developer. And he's still working on the conference system of that the party uses. Yeah. And Anna Troberg, she's 36, from Järfälla, and that's also in Stockholm, in the Stockholm area, and she's from the book business. And then there's Gun Svensson, she's 73, and she's from Norrtälje, also in the Stockholm area. And Gun there. That not related to guns, right?
No, not at all.
But she's retired, and her main thing now is she's a blogger.
Yeah, I saw that she won the Great Blogger Awards.
Yeah,
in the section for politics and society.
Yeah, that was recently now. Yeah. Yeah. And then there are other names, but it's on the Stockholm list, it's about half men, half women. Yeah. So, do you have anything else for today?
No, not really.
No? Okay, thank you then.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all the hosting you need. Thank you.